I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from the waterfront in Morro Bay, and we're here with Margie Hurd and Mark Tognazzini. Margie, tell us about yourself and what Slow Fresh Catch is.
I'm the owner of Slow Fresh Catch, which is a community-supported fishery program. The intent of it is to link local consumers with local fishermen and to educate local consumers on how to eat the fish we catch around here.
And Mark Tognazzini, where do you come into this picture?
I'm Mark Tognazzini. I'm over 40 years as a commercial fisherman here in Morro Bay, born and raised. We have a restaurant and a fish market with some patio dining, and we provide all the fish for Margie's CSF through our fish market.
All right, and you're a fisherman. You go out and catch it.
I do catch some of it. I do salmon and albacore, but we purchase a lot of fish from other fishermen in the area that are mostly in Margie's program.
And that's really what this is all about today, talking with you, Margie, is your mission as a business is to try and sustain and support and keep alive the local mon-paw fishing industry.
Yes, that's correct. And what I said earlier is I'm not educating people on how to eat the fish. They already know how to do that. It's how to prepare it. Preparing sand sole is a completely different preparation than barbecue albacore.
And so how does somebody find out the details of how to prepare the fish?
My website has posts that have recipes. I answer questions from people. I'll be at farmers markets in Arroyo Grande as well as San Luis Obispo, and people can ask me questions directly.
And so your primary fisheries and fishermen that you deal with is not only the harbor of Morro Bay fishermen, but Avila Beach, correct?
Yes, Port San Luis fishermen support our program as well.
And talk to us a little bit about the fishermen that you deal with and what local fish they catch.
We have provided fish from about 25 commercial fishing families over the course of the past 2 years that we've been operating. And I have to use a processor, which is Mark Tognazzini, because he has the permits for doing that. Most commercial fishermen, in fact, I'm not aware of any right now that have processing permits so that I could buy directly from them. So I buy directly from Mark Tognazzini, but it's about 25 fishing families.
And for the listener, should somebody come down to the docks and try and buy the fish directly from the fishermen, or what's the best process for quantifying?
That's available to the consumer. I think in ports like Morro Bay and Avila, there's times that fishermen do sell direct. It's a whole different licensing product process, and typically they don't process the fish for you. So you'd have to buy a whole fish, and that's the way the laws are set up in California. Off of fishing boats is you buy direct from fishermen and whole fish only. What we do is provide... You want me to...
Part of the ambiance.
Okay.
This is a working port here.
It is. What we provide, Margie, is portions. And so we get the fish from direct from the fisherman, and then we break the portions down and vacuum pack them for her program. That way people don't have to deal with the whole fish. Although, like I said, if you like a whole fish, there's nothing wrong with finding a fisherman in your port and selling direct off the boat. It's a really neat way to buy a fish, but typically you have to utilize the whole fish yourself and then process it yourself.
Right now, we literally are sitting on the waterfront, on the dockside 2. Your facility that hangs over the bay is a fresh fish market as well as a place to get fish and chips and lunch and late afternoon snacks. What do you offer the person as a fresh fish market?
Yeah, we do local. We don't just talk about it. We actually do local. On an average day, you'll find 8 to 10, maybe even 12 different local fish items. We do a lot of stuff with rockfish. We do a lot of stuff with local sea bass this time of year, local halibut. We have local petrolli sole right now. Just a multitude of local things. There is times that when the ocean's tough and the weather's rough, or the fishermen are on the beach with their families during the holidays, that our case does thin up. But we really are locally dominated with our case and absolutely West Coast United States.
In the background, there is a trawler that is offloading its catch. What is it offloading, and where did it catch the fish?
Yeah. This is the South Bay, and it's caught probably within 30 or 40 miles of Morro Bay here. He's offloading a multitude of ground fish. We actually took delivery of him. We took chili pepper rockfish. We took Aurora rockfish. We're getting today, because he unloaded in two different, yesterday and today both. We're getting also a bank rockfish from him today, and we're getting petrolli sole from him today. We don't buy extreme volumes because we process everything here on site, and everything that we buy, or 99% of everything we buy, stays within the county. So some of his fish will go to other locales within the state. But we get it right off the top, and it's a nice relationship we have with Rob there, and as far as that particular fisherman. But like Margie says, we probably deal with 40 or 50 different fishermen throughout the year as far as local catch.
In addition to you supporting your fellow fishermen by buying the fish and selling their fresh fish, I notice that semis regularly come in here and drive away with full loads of fish. So Morro Bay truly is a supplier to California and the West and beyond of fresh fish. Tell us about your neighbors and what happens there.
Sure. Next door, there's another unloading facility, Morro Bay Fish Company, and they do volume. They're more in shipping out. They will do volume fisheries where the fish will go from Santa Rosa to San Francisco down to Los Angeles area and stuff for processing lines there. They do volume. They don't do any of the processing. Our main thing here, we buy locally, we process locally, and we sell locally. Not only in our own outdoor patio dining where you can get our fish, we have an 85-seat sit-down restaurant with servers there, and then we sell to a multitude of restaurants in the area that really do demand local. Not all restaurants demand local. They talk about it, but they don't demand it. But we have a half a dozen or eight really solid clients within the county that do demand local, just like Margie demands local for her thing. And we consider local for us as Point Conception to Point Sur, and we're happy to provide that.
Margie, talk to us for a moment about your favorite, your most recommended Central Coast caught fish.
Black cod. Mm. Black cod is a fish you won't find doing very well in Iowa because it has a different texture. It's silky texture. It's high in omega-3s, so 90% of it goes to the Asian markets because they value it. Many Americans aren't used to a fish which isn't flaky, but it's so succulent and so healthy. It just tastes delicious.
A little bit of butter and lemon, good to go.
Mm-hmm. Or you can do, you can broil it. You can do anything with this fish because of its high fat content. So some people really like to crisp it up and on the outside and broil it. And then others, I prefer myself to Asian-style steaming with soy sauce in the water and ginger.
One of the things that I have to ask both of you, and it has to do as an advocate for the consumer and myself and you guys too, is how do we know what we're getting? Sustainable fish, good fish, bad fish. Mark, I need you to talk for a moment about the Monterey Aquarium and their watch list. A lot of people think that's the Bible, and yet it's not necessarily so at all.
Yeah, for us it's not. I actually don't pay too much attention to it. I think it's driven by emotionalism and money. I think you have to look at the NOAA website. It's NOAA Fish Watch, and I think they're more realistic. They look at science. They look at sustainability as far as resources. For an example, Monterey Bay Marine likes to say, stay away from all sharks. I think that's a really unfair bias against sharks. For an example, NOAA has done recent research on the thresher shark, and thresher fishery in California is robust, abundant, and extremely sustainable. So for Monterey to take a stand on all sharks, I think it's kind of a knee-jerk reaction. Another one is bluefin tuna. Yeah, bluefin tuna, there's some populations throughout the world that have some real issues and need some real protection. But we have a Western Pacific bluefin stock here that NOAA will tell you is abundant, robust, and we're not even touching a tip of that fishery. So to judge a single fish by worldwide standards is absolutely incorrect. You know, American fisherman, as well as American farmer, is held to a different moral standard than almost any other nation in the world, and they don't let us do anything sustainable. So but by existing laws, whether it's 30 or 40 years ago, which laws do change and science does change, the American fisherman, if he's following the laws, he's absolutely sustainable.
And let's talk about the fisheries as its own sustainability as an industry. I know there have been years we've talked about the openings and closures and just the salmon season as being negligible and next to nothing, and then a little bit better. And what's happening with recruitment and state of the state?
You know, every fish suffers and rebounds from different things. Salmon has been an issue for the last two or three years in the state, although this year we came back around with a fairly good season with very good prices for fishermen. The salmon issue it's a habitat issue, and that's strictly what it was for a couple of years. If you don't have recruitment in the rivers, you don't have clean rivers and clear, cool water when they need it and stuff, you're not going to have that return to the ocean. There's other fisheries that are cyclic. You know, it's kind of like farming. If every year you had 150 bushels of wheat to the acre, everybody would be a farmer. And you see that, you know, Mother Nature has a lot to do with it. So fisheries are cyclic. They have ups and downs, and you see that in a lot of different fisheries. But overall, I can tell you, Morro Bay's on a big rebound here. Last four or five years, all our landings are up. And I think that one thing, you know, we're a smaller group of fishermen than ever before. It's kind of like this family farmer. There's, you know, kids are going away, getting educated, and moving off the farms, or moving away from fishing, and that does happen.
So what's your bottom line feeling about the future of our fisheries off the coast?
Yeah, I think we're in great shape. I think if we did a little bit more regional management, I think it would be healthier.
How do we do that?
I think you have to look at regions. I don't think you can look at the whole West Coast when you look at a Vermilion rockfish population. I think you've got to look at a certain region where they might live. And there's going to be regions that are different. It's kind of like, an analogy I like to use, it's kind of like if you had a single deer hunting season for the whole West Coast of the United States. It's really an unfair way to judge that resource. I think you have to look at resources regionally. I don't think we do enough of that.
Fisheries tend to evolve and change. I remember, and you remember years ago, all of a sudden, uni, the sea urchin, became a big market.
They change. What they like to eat does change. I think we have as a society here in the United States, at least, we've gotten away from whole fish, which is really too bad. Some of the more ethnic populations used to eat a lot more whole rockfish and whole blackcod. And I think we've become a society where that we want the fish broken down into a portion so it's easier for us to deal with. Because many of us are city dwellers, don't have access to or even know how to break down a fish. So I think we have gotten away from eating whole fish. There is a little resurgence of that. We do quite a bit of whole deep fried fish here at Dockside 2. I think you are seeing a little bit of a resurgence. People are re-educating themselves. I think the consumer is a better consumer than ever before. They ask questions, and I think they should. I think they should know how their fish was caught and where it was caught and how it was handled. You asked earlier about how does a person know that. I think you got to build trust in whoever you're dealing with. And if it doesn't make sense, if it doesn't sound right, if it doesn't pass the stink test, I think you just don't purchase fish there.
Last thoughts, Margie?
Know your source. And
how do you know your source?
That was like what Mark said, it's all about trust. So I trust the product I get from Mark. And then I always tell people, if they ask me, they want to know how fresh it is. They want to know where it's caught. I'll tell them that 95% of our fish is caught between Big Sur and Point Conception. 100% of it is all caught by local fishermen. And what matters is when the fish is cut into. It can be kept on ice whole and have quite a long shelf life. But once it's cut into, so that's what I answer to the consumer. This was cut on Wednesday, and let's say it's Friday. Mm-hmm. Then they'll ask me what's its shelf life, and I'll say 4 more days.
Okay, how about, we know where to get fresh fish in Morro Bay. Now, in Avila, where would somebody find, is there a fresh fish market there?
Yeah, at Port San Luis, Old Port Inn has a fresh fish market. And then I'll be in the two Arroyo Grande markets and the San Luis Obispo markets.
Farmers markets?
Farmers markets, yes,
okay.
Sorry. I'm at Ruta's Farm Stand in Arroyo Grande as well. And then at different drop sites throughout the county.
All right. And how does somebody get in touch with Margie Hurd and Slow Fresh Catch?
Go to my website at www.slowfreshcatch.com or call me at 805-481-5827.
Excellent. And Mark Tognazzini, how does somebody hunt you down on the web?
You got to get to Morro Bay first and foremost. We're 1245 Embarcadero. We have 3 facilities here. We have a restaurant fish market. We also have a sit-down restaurant and soon to open a smokehouse pub oyster bar.
Excellent. Mark Tognazzini, Morro Bay Harbor Waterfront, thank you. Margie Hurd, Slow Fresh Catch, thanks.
You're welcome.
And thanks, Tom. It's nice to see you.
My pleasure. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from the waterfront in Morro Bay, California.
Luther is a fancy ship, pretty as ship can be. She sailed across the ocean deep and all the many seas. Round the horn and up the coast, San Francisco Bay, to fishing grounds in Alaskan sand where the dolphins lead the way.
Scotland and 86 and Charlie Connell's yard, built with pride by men of the Clyde that went so well and hard. A ship down the way that dwindled away,